This is the desire of Supreme Lord, who is all good, to go to Bangalore and associate devotees only by outside seeing will not get benefit. Devotees may be in household life, devotees may be in ascetic life. Only ascetics are sadhus and household devotees are not sadhus. This is not stated in our scripture. Those who have got firm faith in Supreme Lord and dedicated their life for the service of Supreme Lord is actually sadhu, as for example Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj was the autocrat of the whole world, but he got the grace of Narayan. Durvasa could not understand him, at least he played with his triumphs of not understanding him. And you know the history. He performed Ambarish Maharaj 1 year at a stretch. Ekadashi Vrata, tomorrow is Ekadashi Vrata. Complete fast. And the next day, at the proper time, he should break fast. And if he does not break the fasting at the proper time, then there will be defect in his observance of the Ekadashi Vrata. Next day he serve all the Brahmins and all the persons whom he saw before him. After serving them, he wanted to take food only to break fast. At that time, Durvasa Rishi set his holy pilgrimage there. And he said, I am Durvasa Rishi, I have come here. Then Ambarish Maharaj was very glad and so fortunate of seeing you, a saint like you. Durvasa is a very powerful rishi. He could remain without food for 1,000 years, and he can take food of 1,000 years at a time. Where anyone, whenever anybody hears about him, they are afraid of him. So powerful Durvasa is. He requested him to take prahlad in his Dadashi Tithi. Do not take. After Dadashi, then I should be very much glad if you can accept my invitation and take prahlad. Yes, I shall take prahlad. Now I am going to Jamuna Deva. By seeing Jamuna, he was absorbed in Brahman. And at the proper time, at the fixed time, you have to take something to break the fast. That is the scriptural injunction. Then he was afraid, how can I take? I have been invited. A great saint, Sannyasi, Brahman, without feeding him, how can he take? And if I do not take, then I vomit offense at the lotus feet of Sihari. The observance of the Ekadashi Vrata will be broken, and he will be dissatisfied. And if I take, then I shall have the fear of committing offense to the great saint Durvasa Rishi. What can I do? He wanted advice from all the Brahmins. The Brahmins advised him to take a bit of water. Because he was observing fast completely without taking anything. By taking water, it is considered as food and also not food. But that isn't the will of it. And it took a little bit of what. But Rupashrishi could understand this. Oh, Ambarish Maharaj, being the emperor of the whole, this whole world, if he ignores the saint Sannyasi, what others will get teachings from him? Everybody will follow the best persons. He is a dignified person, a great Vaishnava. And he is doing like this. The whole world will be, they will be not benefited by seeing his action. This action will destroy the whole society. So I love that make this. I shall punish such punishment so that nobody could dare do this. If any guest, when he comes to the house by house of her, he should first serve him, then take food, often not before that. But he invited me and he made this record. So I do not allow this. I cannot allow this. He came and by his curse, by his tearing one hair from the wet hair and throwing it on the ground, and there one goddess appeared with falcon in the hand. So, to kill Ambarish Maharaj, with folded hands, yes. You have got every right to punish him. And you are superior to me in all respects. And nothing I'll accept you. But Narayan ordered Sudarshan Chakra, this Ambarish Maharaj, outwardly it seems that he is a householder. He has got connection with all this worldly wealth, but he has got no connection. He has taken absolute shelter from me. And he has got no false ego that I am the master of this world. He is always serving me with unconditional surrender. Wherever there may be difficulty, we should go and protect immediately. Sudarshan is the king, and Sudarshan Chakra destroyed that goddess and ran after Durvasa. Durvasa was fleeing from one place to another, to different quarters. Within the ocean, within the Sumeru mountain, in the cave of Sumeru mountain, wherever he is going, Sudarshan Chakra was going there. The Sudarshan Chakra is one with Narayan. Narayan is going with Sudarshan Chakra to punish. Then he went to Brahma. Brahma, forget me, as I am Brahma. Brahma said, we think that I am Brahma, I am the creator. Actually, I am not the creator. It is by his imparted power and by his order I am doing this. I am under him. I cannot protect you from this Sudarshan Chakra. Then he went to his father, Mahadev, to Kailash. Mahadev said, oh, we think like this. I am the destroyer and the Brahma is the creator. But actually Narayan is the fountain source of all powers. Without is the part of power you cannot win. And this Sudarshan Chakra is also impossible for me. I cannot tolerate it myself. How can I protect you? This is the punishment of Narayan. You have to go there and give you blessings. You go to Vaikuntha and take shelter. When Mahadev also is a devotee in our Vishnu Sampradaya, Vintra Sampradaya, Vishnu Sami Sampradaya, original Guru is Rudra. He is also Vaishnava. When he told him to go there, immediately he had the power. Also, the person he had got some power in him also. And in our Krishna Chakradipat, in his commentary, he said, Dukkasharishi had played these pastimes only to give this knowledge to the whole world that Ambarish Maharaj is such a devotee. For that he played that pastimes. It is written in the commentary of Vishnu Chakradipat. And he went there and he prayed to Supreme Lord Narayan. You are Achyuta. Nobody can be detached from you. So I cannot be detached from you. Your name is Achyuta. So I have come to you. Please rescue me. Sudarshan Chakra is giving me so much pain, hardship, I cannot tolerate it. But he did not reply to his prayer. You are Ananta, you are infinite, your everything is infinite. If you are infinite, your grace is also infinite. And I might have committed offense at your devotee. But you are infinite. If your grace cannot come to me, then your qualification attribute of infinite will be that quality will be vanished. So you have to grace me. You are infinite. Your grace is infinite. If you cannot grace me, I have committed great offense. I admit it. But if it cannot come to me, then your name as infinite will be destroyed. Yet you are Vishwanath, you are Jagannath. I am a one very minutest particle of your potency, of your parapotency according to Gita or according to a part of the parapotency. My body is the part of the parapotency, material energy. And Sakshi body material energy, and the Atma is the part of the parapotency. So, the potency, you are the possessor of all potencies. So, I am every living being. You are the Jagannath, you are sustainer, maintainer of all. So, you will not sustain me. Then, your name as Jagannath, you have no help. You could not do this. Yet, then at last he said, generally sadhus, they become very much compassionate to all the living beings in the world. And they got this compassion by worshipping you. That compassion, that mercy is completely in you. By worshipping you, sadhus have got this sort of compassion to all the living beings of the world. And I have come to you, and you are not gracing me. Then he said, went to Brahma, went to Mahadev, Rudra, but they did. They say they are under me. They cannot go against your order. I am also concern, not independent. Although I am autocrat, I am the lord of all lords, yet I have got this sort of promise. If anybody serves me, I want to give him something. But a pure devotee does not want anything except my service. Then aham bhakta paralina jagatantri vandija shadri grasya ida bhakti bhakta janakya. So I become subjugated by the devotion of the devotee. So my heart has been there, occupying my heart is not my ear. From heart compassion will come. Heart is there in the devotee. So you have to go to Ambarish Maharaj. They will get my compassion. My compassion is not here. My heart has been occupied by Ambarish Maharaj. And Ambarish Maharaj, what he did when Drupasa Rishi left, then he was very much repentant. Oh, without taking food, Drupasa Rishi, a great saint, without taking food, and he went away. I committed a great offense. For 1 year, he took only water. Can you imagine? He did not take anything, only water. Outside it seems that he is a householder and he has got wealth. He is like other persons, he has got attachment to worldly things. But he has got no attachment. He has given up everything for Supreme Lord, his own these 7 islands, whole property to Supreme Lord. And he also gave, also he has got no connection with all the relatives or every of Supreme Lord is the Lord of all lords. He is the Lord of me, Lord of my wife and relatives and everything. Nothing is mine. So, and he has given himself everything. Outside you see, seeing that he is a householder. But actually, he is the highest person. He has got no attraction to anything of this world. He knows it. And for that reason, when he returned to Ambarish Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, he made obeisances to Ambarish Maharaj. What you are doing? I am a very negligible person, no qualification, nothing. I am a household. I have got so much attachment to you. You are saying, no, I have committed offense. This Sudarshan Chakra is giving so much pain. Then he prayed to him. He has got no, nothing wrong he has done. He did for my own benefit, for my own benefit. So winter, torture, winter, heat. But Sudarshan Chakra was living. Then all the piety I am giving, yet, Sudarshan Chakra. And I try to serve Narayan, but I could not serve him. But if something I have done for the satisfaction of Narayan, then in view of that, oh Sudarshan Chakra, you relieve this sannyasi saint. Then sannyasi, that's Sudarshan Chakra left. What sort of Sudarshan? You are the bhakta, household devotee. Now the today's subject is bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga. By the example of Ambarish Maharaj, you can understand what is bhakti yoga. There are so many yogas. Yoga means to link up. We are minute conscious particle, and he is the absolute conscious substance, and we are coming out of him. Yadvayivani bhutani jayanti yeva jatani jivanti yad prudanta visanvindi sarvajikrata deva prabhu. All the jivas have come from Supreme Lord, and they are in Supreme Lord, and they are by Supreme Lord, and they will be maintained by Supreme Lord. But that is you will find in the Gita. Gita, you in the whole world, universally adored by all people in the world. There, what Krishna has said, you will find comparative deliberation, comparative decision has been given by Krishna himself about karma yoga, jnana yoga, bhakti yoga, etc., hatha yoga, etc. He has given himself in 6th chapter, you will find. Towards the end, tapasibha dhiko yogi jnani jyoti mato dhika kambit bhaccha dhiko yogi tasmat yogi bhavad. Tapasibha dhiko, those who perform penance, immense penance, austerity means taking pains. Now they are doing in the hot season, they remain in the place surrounded by the fire, very hot season. Take pains on them. This was one kind of austerity. In the winter season, remain submerged in the cold water in this way, and also by stooping head and heels and upturned in this way. All this. These are called penances. But yogi are superior, much superior to such penances. Yoga means now karma yoga, jnana yoga, bhakti yoga. Yet tapasibha dhiko yogi. Yogi is superior to such tapasya, to such harmonics, ascetics. And also tapasya dhiko yogi, jnani bhogi mato dhiko. And yogis are also superior to jnani, those who are superior to such tapasya, who have got the knowledge of the formless, impersonal, formless God, Brahmanu. Is jnani, but yogis are superior to jnani because they have got also Brahmananda, and also Brahmananda is knowledge. In our self, there are three aspects. Satchidananda, Sat. You are all here. If I ask anybody, do you want to die? What will be the answer? What will be your reply? No. Samiti, I don't want to die. Why? You will die. You have got part of this body. It will remain for some time, and it will ultimately will be destroyed, or it will be death. Right, then birth, then death, which is produced and destroyed. So, why you have got the desire for remaining in this world, to remain in this world eternally? Nobody wants to die. Because your real self is Sat. Sat means eternally existing principle. Sat. So you would not want to die, but being enlarged by the universal energy of Supreme Lord, wrongly you are thinking, I am this body. I have been born, I remain in this world for some time, and I shall die. You fear, actually, you are not this body, the subtle and gross body. Being averse to see Krishna, Supreme Lord, you are enlarged by the universal energy of the Supreme Lord, and you think yourself that I am this body, and bodily defects are mind defects. Like that you are afraid, But you have got inner desire to remain in this world eternally, because yourself is eternal. And devoid of eternal existing principle, cannot have the desire to remain in this world, cannot have this desire. The desire proves that you are eternally existing. You have got the, you have got a new chit, knowledge. If there is no knowledge in you, then you cannot have the desire to know. You have got an inquisitive to know something, a new anything happens, you will want to know. Why? Because your knowledge principle, devoid of knowledge cannot have the demand of knowledge. Devoid of happiness cannot have the demand, desire for happiness. So you are Satchidananda, Nitya Gyanamaya Anandamaya. If you find in Gita, we read Gita but we do not believe Gita. Na jayate duryate bhagadate nāyam bhutva bhavita bhāna bhuyo ajo hitta sārvikam prana handate handamāne sarite. But if this body perishes, Atma will not perish. Atma has no birth, no death. It is said in the Gita. But we go to Gita, we do not believe Gita, then what fruit we can get out of it? For that reason, Atma, for that reason, here, when Atma wants non-eternal benefits, karma, in karma, then non-eternal benefits. By non-eternal, by doing operation and sacrifices, we may go to heaven or to higher worlds. But after the finishing of the piety, we shall be thrown down again in this world. So gyanis, they do not want these non-eternal benefits. They want to merge themselves in the impersonal form of Brahma, gyanis. But yogi, they not only they want to merge themselves, but they want to meditate on Paramatma, existence and knowledge. Only formless knowledge, gyanis they want to merge themselves. But the good yogis, knowledge and sat chit. So they are working on the Paramatma. So they are superior to Brahma. Brahmananda, those who are having Brahmananda, they are superior to that. For that reason, tapasya-bhati-bhati, jnani-bhati-bhati-bhati, karmi-bhati-bhati. Jnani are superior to karmi. The yogi will be superior to karmi automatically. Karmi, they have got non-eternal desires. But jnani, they have got the desire for emancipation, salvation, to merge themselves in personal formless Brahma. But yogis are superior to Brahma. So I advise him to become a yogi. Then afterward, what he says? Yoginam vi sarvesham madgata antaratmana saddhavan bhajati jo maam same yukta tamamam. Amongst all kinds of yogis, karma yogi, gyara yogi, hatha yogi, whatever it may be, amongst all kinds of yogis, highest yogi, who is highest yogi? Me, Krishna is saying, by touching his own eternal, supreme self, he will find Bhagavan Vacha, Bhagavan Vacha, Bhagavan. If it is impossible, he cannot speak. But Bhagavan is speaking. Krishna is speaking. Krishna is parsa. Parsa infinite. Parsa infinite. If there is no parsa in the cause, how we can see parsa in this world? If there is no form in the cause, how forms will come in this world? This world, these forms are non-eternal forms. But there is in the cause and the form is Satchidananda, Ishvara Parama Vishnu Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarna Karma. Satchidananda Vigraha. The spiritual form, eternal spiritual form. It cannot be destroyed. He is the cause of all causes. For that is it. Who is the highest yogi? Yoginam is Sarvesham. Yoginam means plural. Sarvesham, all kinds of yogis. Those who worship me with firm faith, worship me. Worship me with firm faith. Yoginam is Bhagavata Antaranta Swadhavan Bhavate Jo Maam Swami Yukta Tamaya. Superlative degree, he is the highest yogi. You will find in Gita, lastly, those who are not eligible to do, to accept this Shuddha Bhakti, for them karma, jnana, yoga has been advised. But even there also, you will find when he has advised karma, there also, jagyartha karmana, annat lokayam karma vandana, karma kundya mukta sangha samaj. You should do karma for yoga, yoga with Vishnu is the Shrute. Vishnu, the complete reality. You have to do it for the fullest entity, not for the non-eternal things. Then you will have bondage, you will have entanglement in this world. Yajgartha karmana, annatra lokayam karma bandhana. If you do your action here for other things except Supreme Lord, then there will be bandhana. Annatra karma bandhana. Tadartham karma kuntya mukta sangati. Without any kind of desire for fruits, you are to Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari, Supreme Lord Vishnu, is beyond comprehension of human senses, gross and subtle senses. This body is non-eternal. Sense organs are non-eternal. Which are felt by your sense organs, all the sense objects of the sense organs will be non-eternal. Automatically. If there is any eternal entity, it is beyond the comprehension of these non-eternal sense organs, gross and subtle sense organs. It is beyond intelligence and also mind. Manasastu parabuddhi buddhyastu paradrishtara. Supreme Lord is beyond this. So, oh Hari Om Tat Sat. Tat, Tat is Sat. That is transcendental, He is eternally existing. The Lord, that which is eternal, is transcendental. Cannot be mundane. Mundane is not eternal. For that reason, if you have devotion to Supreme Lord from whom you have inherited, you have come, you will find in all worship of demigods that there is in the worship, the scripture has advised those persons who are worshipping demigods. Ultimately they are to utter this word. This verse you will find. Priyatam Pundarikaksha Sarvajagyeshwara Hari Tasmitisha Jagat Tishtam Pradite Pradite. You are worshipping some demigod. You are to ask him, you are to pray to him to be pleased. Why you are asking Hari? Sarvajagyesh Priyatam Pundarika Sarvajagyeshwara Hari Tasmitisha Jagat Tishtam Pradite Pradite. He is the only master and enjoyer of all, everything. Aham sarva jagyanam bhakta cha pravartin Gita is saying. I am the only enjoyer and master. None else. So if he is satisfied, then the demigod will be satisfied. Because you have got desire, so you go to these demigods to get your desire satisfied. But their teaching has been given. Ultimately you have to come to Hari. By pleasing Hari you will please all. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached this Bhakti Yoga. The Bhakti Yoga, and in the first day of our centennial function of our Gurudev, and who has preached this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Gospel of Divine Love, all accommodating, all embracing, universal Divine Love. And there it is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has written that Supreme Lord is one. Supreme Lord cannot be many. Infinite cannot be many. Absolute cannot be many. Absolute is one. If you say infinite is many, then there will be lose position. Nothing can be outside infinite. If it is infinite absolute, everything is within him. If you say this mic is outside, then infinite loses position. Everything is within infinite, absolute. So absolute is one. Absolute cannot be many. But absolute can have many forms of his pastimes, as Ram, as Narayan, as Krishna, as Gaurhari, as Matsya Bhagavan, as fish god, like that. He may have his infinite forms. They are actually one, but they are making different pastimes to attract the devotees. So devotees have got different desires. For that reason, you whatever you want, you serve me as Varaha Bhagavan, or you serve me as Fish Bhagavan, or as Vishnu Bhagavan, or Ram, or the so many. You come, you surrender to me, then I shall rescue. For that reason, to attract all the other living beings in this world, he has appeared in different forms, but actually they are one. In pastime they will be different. The highest pastime is Krishna, Nandanandan Krishna. You can get all kinds of relations with Nandanandan Krishna. By worshipping Nandanandan Krishna, you can have the relation of Santaras. Santaras means, that is, Santa, then Krishna Nishtha, Krishna Tag, the two qualities. Then only one-pointed devotion to Krishna, and then no other desire. There is Santaras. Santaras first, and after that, Daisaras, Krishna Nishtha, Krishna Tag, and there is also relation, master servant relation. That relation, when that relation is there, with love, you will serve Supreme Lord. You will engage in sense organs, everything, and you will get more contact with Supreme Lord, with all bliss, and he will get more ananda. And in Sakharas, there is no fear. In Dasharas, there is fear. And from a distance, he is serving with fear. But in Sakharas, there is no fear. Arjun, and he is ordering Krishna. I placed my chariot here. I want to see who have come of the Kauravas. I want to see them in the war front. But then he is ordering, being a devotee. But more than that, you will find in Braja Sakha, all the friendship relations, they are standing on Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord was going with them, with all the cowherd boys and calves, and moving in the forest. And all the cowherd boys, they have got friendship relation, and they want to start Krishna. They see one tree, there are so many fruits. Oh, it seems the fruits are very good, but how we can get it, pluck it, very difficult. Oh Krishna, you are our friend, but you are very powerful. We are not so powerful. You remain on the ground. We shall climb up on him. And they climb up. What sort of devotion? And yet they cannot touch their other friend. In the last, that Krishna is standing on the ground. And three, four shakas are on the top of it. And pluck the fruit. And after that, they think whether it is sweet or it is sour or it is bitter. We have to test it. Without testing, how can it know? But if you give to Narayan, then you will go to hell. You will inferno. That is the instructional injunction. But here in Braja, they are after testing. Oh, it is very, very sweet. Give it. The next Sakha, he also sees whether it is correct or not. And he also tested. All three, four tested that. And after that, Krishna took that. And Krishna takes that and Krishna is taking it with great satisfaction. Because love, object of all love, and more than that you will find in the parent and son relation with Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mata and Krishna. In that, Yashoda Mata, Nanda Maharaj never thinks Krishna as Supreme Lord. All he thinks is my small child. He is killing Putana and other demons, etc. But yet, they are thinking, luckily, my son cannot kill this demoness, so big demoness, Putana. Luckily, my son is saved, like that. Never they have seen. Jaradadve tries to punish Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, because all the gopis, they have reported to Nanda Maharaj and Jaradadve that your son is very naughty, and they are coming in the night and they are stealing all these cards and not cards, their yogurt and milk and milk preparation, all these things, their cream, butter, etc. And they asked, have you done this? No, they are speaking lie. Actually, Supreme Lord Krishna is speaking truth, not speaking lie, speaking truth. Because those gopis, they want to feed Krishna. And they approach Nanda Maharaj and Jashodadevi. We want to serve your son. Please send you Gopal Kanaya to us. No, I have got my own 10,000 cows. I cannot send him to the other place. I shall serve. I am not allowed. They are disappointed. And when they are disappointed, then Krishna himself goes, or everything is presented there in transcendental reality. There is no past or future. Everything is present. Because everything is eternal. Krishna goes to Nanda Maharaj Yashoda Devi. I want to go to that house to take something to butter. No. You have got so much greediness. You should not go there. Now, ultimately, what can I do? So, to fulfill their desire, I am going as a thief to fulfill their desire. For that is, they are speaking, they are telling lies. In this way, you will find. And highest is gopi praying. More than the consorts of Dharaka. Highest. So, bhakti yoga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you have love for Krishna, as much love for Krishna, then you will have love for all. Because all are coming from Krishna. When you become averse to Krishna, then you see things separate. Even your house, you see things separate. These members, within members, you may have quarrel. But when you see the Krishna is the ultimate reality, all are coming from him. And if I love somebody, can I endure any part of any of his part? Actual love is there. I cannot endure any of his part. If you love me, love my dog. If you have got love for me, then you have got love for my dog. Or those who are dear to me will be dear to you. If I love Krishna, all are coming from Krishna, all these living beings. Whom I am to injure? How can I injure? If you see that, then there will be this world will become Vrindavan. But when we see we are detached from Supreme Lord, we are the enjoyer of this world, He is only enjoyer and master. If you think that I am enjoyer, then there will be so much centers of interest and there will be clash. There will be as much groups, as much centers of interest, as so much quarrel will be, quarrel and clashing. Quarrel, nobody can stop it. So, if we want to stop it, then it, at least in India, we should not do this. Because here Ram has appeared, Krishna appeared, all Supreme Lord has appeared. In other places, they have not appeared. If we do something like this, then what others will get the teaching? So we should have love for all. What benefit will get by this? By doing all this violence in this world, out of ignorance, we are doing this, and there will be a reaction of this. We have the reaction, there will be the opposite reaction. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, to love Krishna and see all the, whether in India or anywhere else in this world, anywhere else, they are all outside geographically or naturally, they may be different, but they are coming from the same source. You will love and you see that relation, how can you have the aptitude to inflict injury to any person in this world? So all solution will be, you will get actual solution of all problems of the world. When there are different centers of interest, then there will be clashes. Yes, for example, in geometry, if you draw one circle by one center, another, draw another circle, another center, they will be crossing. If one center is there and one is drawing circle small and big, there will be no clashing. One center is there, center is Krishna, Supreme Lord. If I serve Him and with Santaras or Dasaras, Sakha, Vatsala, Madhur, whatever it may be, one is doing more service, another is doing less service. But there will be no clashing. Their target is the same. And we will be happy. And He is the happiest. By getting Him, we shall get all. When we shall direct our attention towards Supreme Lord. If Supreme Lord becomes our object of worship, then if I get Supreme Lord, others will not be deprived. But if you say, I am this body, then the body is interested, always with material interest. If you get some property, the others will be deprived. But if I know that I am Atma, and my requirement is love for Paramatma, for Krishna, then if I get Krishna, others will also get Krishna. Krishna, infinite minus infinite is equal to infinite. Infinite minus and plus, some 10 things. Om Purnamada, Purna Idam, Purna, Purna Udachade, Purna Sha, Purnamada, Purna Vashishtam, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. When we can direct them towards that Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, that is your ultimate goal. If you get it, you will be in peace, you will get enormous bliss, and you will give others bliss. And you will be satisfied. For that reason, to remind me, the devotees here, they have fixed this subject, bhakti yoga, that you have renounced the house and you have come to this institution. You should remember what for you have come, for the pure devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, and that can be done very easily nowadays in the Kali Yuga by Harinam Sankirtan. In Sapta Yuga, it was done by meditation. And in Trita Yuga by Yajna, and in Dwapara Yuga by worship of deities, but in Kali Yuga by Hari Kirtan you can get everything. Under the banner of Hari Kirtan all can unite. I think they have organized, they have any program of Nagar Sankirtan also here. Nagar Sankirtan should be done.